So what's it going to be? Yay or nay?
Ballarat or Bendigo, that seems to be the great debate at the moment. It's taken off here in the studio.
Following
Mark Stevens,
I've
never heard our AFL editor so passionate about an issue. He's Bendigo's number one ambassador at the moment. Hello, Steve-o.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Interesting Ballarat versus Bendigo. I reckon there's a lot to like about Bendigo. The only thing in favour of Ballarat, it's easier access to Melbourne. You can sort of shoot up the highway. It's probably half an hour closer, that's the key. But Ballarat's weather, north of the Divide, being a shepherd and guide, is... Oh, it's light.
Shorts in July.
But Matty Nevitt just said before that Ballarat's got the edge because of the proximity to the beach. When I think Ballarat, I'm not thinking Noosa.
No.
I'm not thinking Torquay. Yeah.
Well, it's a bit easier to get down to Torquay.
I'm not thinking Côte d'Azur.
I can't argue with the weather. It's a big issue in Ballarat, but there's nothing you can do about it.
But just on what we were talking about before with Matt Enright, what's confusing to me, two things. One is that Ballarat exploded as a training centre and Bendigo stayed stagnant. What was the other thing?
Well, there's a text that's come through from Des. Matt, unfortunately, Bendigo City and population has never had a high level of interest in racing. That goes back 30 years. Great track, great city, minimal horse racing interest. How does it develop it?
But it's got the Nursery of Champions. I would say before the big redevelopment in Ballarat, which involved Weir Town and all the other things that came along, did Ballarat have a greater racing DNA than Bendigo 15 years ago? I'm not sure that it really did it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, both
and
cities.
The other thing was the Project X. Why? It's interesting that they've bought that massive parcel of land to the north of Melbourne when there was a strong argument from people that why not just develop what you've got, as in Seymour or Bendigo? Yeah, I don't know. Has racing missed? That could be a good SMS. 0416 90 50 52 1300 652 927. Has the racing industry almost, in some ways, missed the boat with Bendigo?
This is actually a good text that's come through from Jay. Nearby area around Bendigo racetrack is all heavily built up now, unlike Miners Rest, where there's heaps of space for stables and facilities. Maybe this is a reason. So it does, Ballarat, where the racetrack is, does allow itself for people to move there more easily and be close to the track. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think there's been a bit of a development splurge with stables in Bendigo as well in recent times. So maybe they're... it'd be interesting to have a chat to the president of the club on Saturday morning about all of these things, about what the opportunities are for Bendigo. Because I'm with you. I had a year in school in Ballarat, which was a bit mentally stressful. I think I'm more of a Bendigo man than a Ballarat man.
Okay, fair enough.
So you're boarding.
St. Pat's for you.
Right.
So the footy factory.
Ended well, 1 year experience.
They don't.
In trouble with a board master.
Yeah, we ran into a bit of froth and bubble. And you don't get to... back in those days, you didn't get... what's the word for school kids who get sacked?
Expelled.
Yeah. Back then, you asked not to return. So we were politely asked not to return.
Oh, okay.
My brother and I.
Well, Steve, I think I should take you to Ballarat one night. We'll go out and a few restaurants, nice cafes.
Very parochial Ballarat
I've
boy.
I've just got a text from my old mate Paul Armstrong, of course, the head of footy at the Bulldogs in the glory years. He just said, lay off Ballarat, mate. We love it up here.
Yeah,
so stop picking on it.
It's booming culturally with cafes and restaurants.
Armour's one of the leading lights of Ballarat.
Yep. Very good. Hey, Steve, what's happening in the world of football at the moment?
Well, talking of leading lights, a bit of talk at the moment about Alistair Clarkson. Obviously, he's playing Sam Mitchell. It's a head-to-head battle. There's a lot of angst there. And Clarkson, of course, is involved in the Hawthorne inquiry, if you like, the First Nations inquiry. What's going to happen is they're going to have to share a plane back, so a charter jet back from Tassie. So that's a bit uncomfortable for Clarko, given the history at Hawthorne, which didn't end well. And I think he's inferred that today, that it's not ideal.
Ooh.
Surely in the AFL system that we can go on separate planes.
Well, but also at the same time...
Mitchell, there's officials at Hawthorn that it didn't end well with. He's still in an investigation, what happened in Hawthorn.
Sitting in very close proximity?
That's the good question. Yeah, is one at the front, one at the back? Or?
And if you get the gin and tonic on the plane, you know what happened on the way down to Tassie. If you have a couple of drinks on the plane, close proximity, it could end up 30,000 up in the air, argy-bargy.
Oh. We don't want that.
We saw that guy got tasered on the way back from Perth, was it, on a Jetstar? They tasered a bloke, so you just can't... Hopefully nothing happens, but it's not ideal, is it, given the history? I think teams want space too after a game.
It's an unusual situation with the friction between Mitchell and Clarkson, but I would say, Steve-O, in most cases... But it would be just... Clubs wouldn't care too much, would they?
It'd be okay, but there's friction there. Obviously, there'll be Hawthorn officials potentially on there, Clarkson. It didn't end well, so it's uncomfortable for Clarko. I think he'll be head down. He'll have his little backpack on.
That face mask thing, you know?
Yeah.
But
he'll put a face mask
I think the issue at the moment is with the airlines as well. It's very... Especially with Tassie. We've had a couple of Launceston Cup, Hobart Cups. It's actually... The flights are a bit of an issue at the moment, post-COVID.
Mm. In what way? Not enough flights?
Availability.
Right. So just watch this space on that one. He nibbled at it today. I don't think it is ideal, given the investigation that's ongoing. And hopefully there's no fisticuffs.
Do you think Sam Mitchell this weekend, Steve-O, he's obviously going down the path of development. They're all about the future. It's not so much about the here and now. Do you think this weekend he might make some minor tweaks and changes to give them... the best chance of winning this weekend, which might just not throw everything else out the window, but just for this week, just spend a little bit of extra focus on matchups and nullifying what North Melbourne can do.
Well, I think what you're saying is an insult to Mitchell for the first two rounds. I reckon he's been trying. There's no doubt they're going out there to win. They're just not good enough, not enough kids. So, but I reckon he'll try harder, even again. He'd love to stick it up, Clarko, there's no doubt. And Clarko would love to win as well. Should be a fascinating game. It should be in Melbourne, by the way. We shouldn't have to worry about flights given the build-up to this one. But, yeah, I reckon Hawthorn are an outside chance.
Sorry for insulting you, Sam. I didn't mean to insult
him. Well, you're inferring there that he really hadn't been trying the first 2 weeks.
No, not what I was inferring. But there's things that you can do within a match, like tagging Steve-O, for example.
Yeah, but he would have been... He's been trying things. Yeah, that could probably sit on LDU. Do things like that. So, but I reckon he's been having a crack. They just haven't quite gelled yet. If they get off to a good start there, Hawthorn, at Launceston, they've won a lot of footy there. Their strike rate there is pretty good. So it'd be good to see the Hawks get up, actually.
Mm. Who would have thought Hawthorn and North Melbourne would be one of the more intriguing matches of round three in the AFL?
Yeah, what about also the other big news is Tom Stewart's made a miracle recovery. He's a chance.
Right.
It was a 4-week medial, of course, after some slippage in round one on the MCG. He's training pretty well. He may only miss one. There's a chance he could be named tonight and get up for the game.
That'd be huge.
So that's a big in for Geelong.
They need him. They definitely need him. I don't know whether they need him necessarily for this weekend against the Suns, but...
No, they do.
You are sniffing around the Gold Coast this weekend,
aren't
you?
Yeah, I reckon they're an outside chance to... I think that'll be a really tense sort of match for a long time. So that'll be interesting. The other one's Mason Cox is out of Collingwood-Richmond game. And could be out for up to a month with bleeding around the ribs. So internal bleeding, a hematoma, after a bit of a crack to the rib, which I thought it was okay. He trained yesterday and pulled up sore. So the big Mason Cox, the American Pie's out.
Mm.
Just interjecting, I had an interesting text from a very au fait person up at Ballarat about how the trajectory of Ballarat. Sorry to cut in, Steve-O, but... the foundation for the Ballarat development was undoubtedly Darren Weir's success. Darren put Ballarat on the map and the other trainers followed. His track riders rode for other trainers and he shared his training facilities with other trainers. He spoke at many charity events, sports nights, luncheons, etc. and was always strongly advocating Ballarat as a place to train horses. Weary's influence was huge for the town and for the club. So... had Weary, because Weary could have gone sideways. Weary grew up and resided much closer to Bendigo.
Yep.
So had Darren Weir maybe decided to go to Ballarat instead of to Bendigo instead of Ballarat, the whole history may have changed a bit there.
But he was halfway between the two, wasn't he?
Well, he was at Stawell with Terry O'Sullivan for a while, but he grew up in Barry Willock and now he's Maldon and all that.
That's right.
That was how big Darren Weir was at that stage. That he was like the Pied Piper. Others followed Darren Weir. So
yep. What's going on with Darren Weir at the moment, Matty? Has there been any news on that for a while?
Still waiting for the stewards to finalise their snail's pace inquiry into the jigger use that was brought up at the Magistrates Court in Warrnambool. It seems like it's going too long. It doesn't seem like they've got a lot to grapple with. So he has to just sit and wait until the stewards decide to come to some sort of a conclusion with that.
I understand the enormity of the decision. There's no doubt about that. But you're right. It is taking a long time. Steve, would you agree this is an issue that's dragged out?
Oh, it certainly has. And,
Let's put it to bed one way or the other.
how much information and evidence can you compile before you make a decision? So also with Jamie Carr, what's happening now? Because I heard a whisper that she was in for a scan over the weekend again at Epworth, a bit of a checkup in inner city Melbourne. So fingers crossed for Jamie Carr. Obviously, we're hearing good reports, but you know, I heard that she was in for a bit of a checkup, a scan. So it's ongoing sort of assessment, if you like.
Yeah, you were very sharp on this right from the get-go about, is the coverage matching the subject? And the subjects, there's no bigger subject, there's not many bigger subjects in sport than Jamie Carr. So with all due respect to the privacy and the sensitivities, yeah, it is a huge story.
Message from Lisa. Hi, guys. We're a Bendigo based with a small team, raced at Ballarat on Tuesday. Couldn't believe the improvements that the club has made, both infrastructure-wise and presentation of the whole course and surrounds. Bendigo is stagnant. The number of horses in training has declined constantly. There are no track riders, hardly. No apprentices. And honestly, the facilities run a very distant second to the likes of Ballarat. Thanks for reading my message. So,
well, there's a new CEO at Bendigo, so he's got a lot to...
It's a challenge, yeah.
He's got a whiteboard with a lot of things on it, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here we go. Here's an update, actually. So North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson will now take a different flight. So away from his team to avoid conflict with his old team Hawthorn on the way back. So he's going to go it alone, Clarko.
So he's flying solo while the rest of the boys are on their...
He may have an assistant or two with him, but he's flying solo. So I wonder if the media will be waiting for him at the airport as he sneaks back in solo.
Oh, that's very funny.
So that's how serious the issue is.
Yeah.
We shouldn't really be on shared charter planes in this era. COVID's over. And well, there's a lot of hangover from COVID, including the fact that Fox Footy, there's a big game in Adelaide called the Showdown on the weekend. Fox Footy are calling that from Melbourne.
I heard you guys talking this morning. I had no idea. Maybe during COVID, yes, but the idea of... yeah, because it comes down to calling races as well. Like in England, there's now this major push where you're just sitting in a studio. I can accept it for horse racing, but I can't accept it for about to go to Warragul. I can't accept it for footy. There's so much that happens outside the boundaries of the TV screen, like the flow of the game and what's happening in the back line when the ball's in the forward line. You cannot call the footy off a TV.
Especially like a game like the Showdown with so much atmosphere.
Well, they're up in arms in Adelaide. They say it's a slap. It's a national game.
Steve-O, we've already chewed up too much of your time. Love your work as always. Look forward to hearing from you throughout the afternoon, and I'll chat with you tomorrow on the Big V.
Will do. Bring it on.